Here, and you are listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, and we're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. We got an hour of music for you on today's show, and we're going to be kicking things off with some brand new Wali. It is from her upcoming album, Ripe Fruit Falls, But Not In Your Mouth. The song is called Cherrier, and that album is going to be released just next month. Following that, I'm going to be playing some Marie's, featuring the artist Morgana. The song is Lange. And after that, we got some Debbie Friday. I'm going to be playing the single Let You In. That was one of my favorite songs by her from last year. Anyways, let's get right to that music.
Someone tout, conseille-moi. Sweet nothings in my ear, I don't understand but I hear. Spell my name with your tongue, you can taste where I'm from. S'il vous plaît, give me some. Gosh, you say you want to.
Enseigne-moi ta langue.
Enseigne-moi ta langue.
Hey folks, Joey Cass here. You're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we got a full hour of music for you. The last three tracks that we listened to were Wally's Cherrier. Following that was a new one from Mary's featuring Morgana. The song was L'Ange. And the last one we listened to was Let You In by Vancouver's own Debbie Friday. She happens to be SFU alumni, and I always thought that was pretty cool. If you want to find out more about what we're doing here at CJSF, just head on over to cjsf.ca. You can find out all the other great programming and shows that we have to offer here. We've gone a little bit clandestine on the socials, apparently. Rumor has it that if you look up CJSF music, you might find something that resembles us, which is always kind of handy to find in this day and age of media censorship. And you can always check out what Oh No Radio is up to. Usually it's whatever silly pictures are on my phone, and that is at Oh No No Radio on the Instagram. Up next, we got some Operator 2, two tracks actually from a recent couplet of tracks that the artist put out. The songs are Nest Base and then Lyle's Retour, which I thought was Lyle's Router at first, and I told the artist I think that was a better name, but he has not acquiesced on the fact that yet. So anyways, after that, we also have some King Bob with the song Canvas that came out late last year. And hey, both of those artists are from Vancouver Island, and so am I.
Totally fine. such a beautiful thing.
Bird note. A bottle, some sugar water, and something red. From Alaska to Patagonia, the familiar components of a hummingbird feeder. Most of us think of this as a fairly recent preoccupation, dating to around the same time as the first airplane. But its true lineage is much older. Late in the 17th century, the Attorney General of Colonial New England, Benjamin Bullivant, described a device he had created to feed ruby-throated hummingbirds. It was a small glass covered with paper on top, with holes just large enough to fit the bird's bill. Bullivant fed his visitors on a recipe heavy in honey. Others at the time concocted hummingbird brews from such unhealthy ingredients as dry white wine, cracker crumbs, and molasses. In those early days, only in the tropical colonies was cane sugar abundant and cheap enough to give to the birds. There, we're told, a popular party trick was for a young lady of the islands to hold a sugar cube between puckered lips, drawing the jewel-like birds to hover before her face and feed. We have a recipe for a healthy hummingbird brew on our website, birdnote.org. Check it out. I'm Mary McCann.
Hey folks, Joey KS here. You're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on the FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we're doing a whole whack of new music for you. The last couple tracks we listened to were Nest Space and then Lyle's Retour, both from Operator 2. And the last track we listened to was Canvas by King Bob. And I'm very excited to be doing today's show because I got a brand new XLR cable. That is the cable that I'm using to connect my microphone to my laptop. Well, to my audio interface, then to my laptop. And the old one was like held together with like conviction and magic, I think. Like it was just like, Yeah, it shouldn't have existed on this earthly realm. I had to hold it in a specific way for the microphone not to have a feedback issue. So anyways, a new cable. Very excited for that. Anyways, we got some new jams coming from you. A brand new one from Patrick Ferrugia that we played last week. The song is called True 2. And there's a really nice little visualizer for the... for that song. I'm not too keen on the word visualizer. I mean, it's kind of dumb. I'm not into it. But visualizers are fun. And the track is phenomenal. And hey, whatever the artist has to do to get their audio out there in the universe. Following that, we got some Apollo Ghosts with the track No One Knows Your Mind from their latest album, Amethyst. That just came out in February. And up next, we got some Spectres. They finally dropped their album, Presence. And it's the song Chain Reaction that we're going to be playing from that one.
It's been 3 or 2 days since you went. Anything to say? Now you're alone. I still remember your voice when you said you had made the choice to leave everyone. I hope you're climbing up the tree.
callbacks are insane.
No one knows your mind, no one knows your mind, no one knows your mind like I do. No one knows your mind, no one knows your mind, no one knows your mind like I do. And it's through to you, through to you. Tell me all, tell me it's all, when everyone is so unkind, when everyone is on my side. Waited for you.